Joining me from Austin, Texas, from the Farm Bureau Convention and Trade Show is Karen Schaefer. You may recognize that name on the beef side of things. Well, she is wearing dual hats, and she is participating as a Minnesota Farm Bureau representative in the Excellence of Agriculture competition here. And Karen, first, tell me a little bit about what inspired you to compete in this competition.
Well, you know, the Young Farmers and Ranchers program is one that's very near and dear to my heart, and worked with a lot of young farmers over the years and been involved in the Farm Bureau organization at the county level as well as the state level. And so it was partly, you know, seeing some great Minnesota leaders, you know, participating in this contest and seeing their success, and then a couple nudges from Farm Bureau staff and other Farm Bureau members to maybe consider applying for the contest.
And so, Karen, tell me more about your presentation, what this competition all entails, how you prepared, and the information that you presented.
So the Excellence in Agriculture contest is geared mostly for people who are agriculture professionals. They might be involved in production agriculture in some way, shape, or form, but primarily generate their income off-farm. And our challenge was to identify three specific issues that we think are critically important to agriculture and what we are specifically doing to work toward, you know, some solutions in those issues. So my three issues were antimicrobial stewardship, they were mutually beneficial trade, as well as sustainability. So talking about my involvement both through Farm Bureau volunteering and my work through the Minnesota Beef Council of how I'm taking a role in kind of addressing those issues and bettering agriculture.
So what's the one big thing that you learned competing in the Excellence in Ag contest?
You know, the whole process in writing an application and working toward a presentation, it helps you to maybe put things in perspective. 35 is the year that you age out of the Young Farmer and Rancher program, and this is my last year in the program, so it kind of puts things into perspective and allows me to be reflective but also think about what's next and where do I go from here and what is my role in agriculture and helping to really make some positive impact moving forward.
So obviously that was one highlight of being at this year's convention was competing, but anything else that you're learning and digesting and going to take back home from convention?
You know, anytime you go to these things, the biggest learning I always have is the networking with other people. We actually spent the whole day with other competitors in this contest from across the country, and we got to really dive in and get to know each other and learn what's working in other states and what we can bring back to Minnesota. And obviously a highlight will be today hearing from the President of the United States.
Karen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Megan.